Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Today, the aftermath of Super Bowl 59, the Kansas City Chiefs get absolutely annihilated by the brand new world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Jets moving on from Aaron Rodgers. We'll get back to your calls on both, including Jet players' reaction to the Rodgers news. But I don't want to be the boy who cried wolf. Like, I don't want to scream and yell and make a big deal out of something that isn't a big deal. So I'm not going to offer any opinion. I'm right. Just going to describe this and let all you react to it. So yesterday, I had the Fox Endless pregame show on while I was playing with my kids. We were doing some wrestling figures. Had some great matches going. We're having a good time. And I am not paying attention, but it's on. All of a sudden, I see an interview with Saquon Barkley being conducted by Michael Strahan on a boat. And I said to Jed, I said, hey, I actually got to listen to this. He's like, why? I said, I don't know. Something could happen that we talk about on the air. You never know. Strahan, Saquon, I don't know. He's like, okay. Then he starts asking me about Saquon. I explain it. He's dead to us, you know, New York, Philly. He's like, but Dad, we hate the Giants. I said, wait a second. We hate the Giants. I don't hate the Giants. Apparently he does.
Anyhow, that's just because of his friends.
Maybe. Yeah, friends are really...
His giant friends?
Yeah, very obnoxious.
Friends that are giant fans, yes. I should say.
Yeah, they're not giant in size.
Right.
So I'm watching the interview. It is what it is. And then at the very end, Saquon Barkley takes out an Eagles flag. And I thought, oh, this is going to be like WWE. Michael's going to break it over his knee, and he's going to throw it into the ocean. That's Dude. Why they're on the boat. It makes sense.
That would have been epic.
That would have been awesome. And instead, when Saquon gives Michael Strahan the flag, he waves it. I want to play you the
audio.
I want to play you the audio so you get full context because I don't want to present anything out of context, which I did on social media. It was just a clip of the video. Here's the exchange, which includes Michael Strahan waving an Eagles flag.
But
oh, you're not gonna make me do it. You're not gonna make me do it. I might burn.
Giants fans gotta close their eyes on this one.
For all you Giant fans out there, I've been around a lot of guys who have left the Giants and gone to other places that I did not like and I never liked him. But he is such a special man. Come on, we're going to fly Eagles fly for Saquon Barkley because I respect and love this man so much. Yo, got it up. See, we don't have a flag in New York. So,
dang.
There we go. I ain't going to hit you.
Take me up.
There we go.
If anybody needs some real estate in New York, I have to sell my house. It is available for anybody willing. But you know what? In all truth, I love Saquon Barkley. And the reason the way he left the Giants is not by Saquon Barkley's doing.
He waved the Eagles flag. He even said, fly, Eagles, fly. Tiki.
Yeah. I'm not going to be mad at him because that's my boy. I love
Would you do that? You work for CBS.
Of course I would.
If they had the Super Bowl and you went, would you do that?
Not a chance.
Okay.
Not a chance would I do that.
You'd say no to the producers.
I would say, respect, Eagles. But no chance.
You'd say, I'd break the flag and throw it in the water.
I wouldn't be disrespectful because I actually like Jeffrey Lurie a lot. I think he's a great man and does a lot of great things. I like some people in that organization. There is no way I would do that. No way.
Are you okay?
But I'm not getting on Strahan for it.
Am I okay? No, I'm not okay. Look, I really...
Sean be the irrational fan.
And I'll be irrational for a second. I love Michael Strahan. All Giants fans do. Michael Strahan actually has gone above and beyond being a Giants homer on Fox for something that it's actually become comical and funny even during the dark. So we actually owe a lot of that back to him. Here's where Strahan misses the boat. I'm sure Saquon's a great kid. I'm sure you sit down and you feel the energy.
Pun intended?
Yes. Okay. You allude to all that. But when that comes in that spot, it's Super Bowl pregame. Strahan, I don't care how much you love the person that Saquon Barkley is. I don't care how much you're rooting for him. You brought up these other things. You are representing a beaten and battered fan base that doesn't need that becoming a meme thrown back in their face.
Right.
Whose side is he on? Of a beating the Giants fans need to take. That, you know, one of your immortals. All that did that make Michael Strahan feel good? Maybe. But all it did was get Eagle fans and Giants haters alike to go, ha-ha, look, you even got Strahan flying an Eagle flag now.
Right.
And how do we, as fans, have any way of defending that? It's just...
You can't. You got to accept it.
It's a moment of lapse in judgment for Michael Strahan where he thought he was doing the right thing by Saquon, where he doesn't realize he unintentionally spit on a fan base that adores him.
Mm. Well, I think he realizes he jokingly said he has to sell his house now.
Yes, but that was after taping it already. I'm sure if he really took the time to think about it before giving it, he would have been like, I can't do that.
He had to have known it was going to happen that way. He had to have.
I think he probably just
should have swerved and had someone make him a Saquon flag.
Yeah.
With just Saquon's face on it. And wave the Saquon flag.
Or the thing,
not the Eagle flag.
The thing was on a dock. As soon as you wave it, throw it in the ocean.
That's what I was hoping for. Tommy, are you okay with this? Are you man too?
If they want to unretire his number and kick him out of the Ring of Honor, I wouldn't be against that.
You wouldn't
Seriously.
Object?
I mean, come on, bro. Like, you can't be doing that. I don't want to hear from anybody from now till the end of time that Jalen Brunson or Carl Anthony Towns wears a freaking Eagle jersey anywhere in public when a Giant legend off of this type of year waves the Eagles flag where the owner, who I know he respects, is a freaking joke on the internet and a running meme, and Michael Strahan wants to add to it for what? For clicks? For ratings? Mm. That's where we're at? You care more about that than the team that you are one of the top players of all time for to wave that flag? You like Saquon? I like Saquon. We all like Saquon. Seems like a really cool dude. You didn't wave a Saquon flag. You waved an Eagles flag. It's treason.
Do you know the...
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Term WWJD, have you ever heard that?
Yes.
What would...
Yes.
You know about that?
Yes.
I use it a little differently. It's not actually Jesus sometimes for me.
Uh-huh.
It's Jeter. What would Jeter do? And
would he wave a Red Sox flag?
Well, I'll give you an example. I would argue, and I think you'd agree, Sean, you certainly have the wherewithal to answer this fairly, that Juan Soto did more for the Yankees than Saquon Barkley ever did for the New York Giants.
Well, that's undeniable.
That's undeniable. Mm. So if the Mets are in the World Series against the, you know, Texas Rangers, and Fox has the World Series, is Derek Jeter, who, you know, he loved Juan Soto. They had a great year together. He's the reason they got to their first World Series since Jeter was gone. If Derek Jeter started waving a Met flag, because no, I don't like the Mets.
Right.
I like Juan Soto.
Well, yeah, but it's...
Come on! But
that's a different... Yeah. That's a different...
He's also picking the wrong guy.
Well, I think you're picking the wrong team.
Okay, give me a better example.
A-Rod with the Yankees.
Yeah, but you guys don't even love A-Rod.
No, no, but here's why I say this.
You do. We, have
we just had a season. You forget, Jeter took like three shots at the Yankees this season on Fox, including picking the Orioles.
But he wouldn't do that. But he wouldn't do that. There's a difference.
Yeah, but he was picking the Orioles because he thought that they were the better team.
Maybe.
That's all that was. He was doing his job as an analyst. And
yeah.
You forgive a guy for that.
Of course. He's giving his opinion.
Because he can't be a homer. You can't be a homer when it comes to actual analysis.
I'm just saying a homer when it comes to they would never think. Like, A-Rod is so far indebted to, like, the Yankee, even though the Yankees mistreat him, like being Mr. Yankee, he would never. I don't know that Jeter would.
Oh, Jeter would never. You think Derek Jeter would ever put a Met or a Red Sox hat on?
But I don't think it's the Met. The Met's the wrong one.
Okay, Red Sox.
But the Red Sox, that's the one.
I only brought up the Mets because Soto left as a free agent.
Yeah, because
it feels
like there's a
rivalry. And I took that dig at Saquon Barkley because Soto's done more.
Yeah, they're a Subway Series rivalry, really.
Right.
That's really what it is.
But he wouldn't even do that, is my point.
Oh, I know he wouldn't.
It would never happen. Yeah. And Michael Strahan is a. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a career giant. He spanned multiple kind of eras with you in 2000, with the championship in 07, into the mid-90s. Like, he's not quite Mr. Giant because there's so many great giant legends, but he's up there.
Right. He's the most visual one.
Yes, he's on TV all the time.
Of course. You know, it's funny.
You can't do that, bro.
So last night, I hosted this event at MetLife. With Verizon, they had these big Super Bowl parties in every home stadium, every NFL city, they had a big party, and it was the Jets and Giants at MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. The Jets were in the coaches club, and the Giants was on the concourse level. So there's a ton of people there, and there's a lot of Eagle fans that were there.
Ugh.
And you know, someone would come up to me and say, "Hey, Tink, how you want to take a picture with me?" Every single one of them, I covered the Eagle. So if they had a hat on,
nice.
I covered the eagle on the hat. If they had a shirt on, I covered the eagle on their chest. The last thing you're doing as a Giant on Super Bowl Sunday is saying, "Fly, Eagles, fly."
Yeah, I think it was awful. So I'm glad you guys said it because I wanted to hear the Giant fans' opinion before I joined
it's just
you.
Another example of the Giants being the Jets. They're the Jets now, where they are tone deaf, they are a joke, and they are a franchise with no direction. The fact that Michael Strahan was waving that flag yesterday, like, are you, like, not aware of what's going on?
I wonder whose idea it was. Like, it was somebody's idea.
Probably
a producer. I don't think it was Saquon's idea. But whose idea was that?
No, I don't know. It would almost be, see, the Jets would never do that. Could you imagine Darrelle Revis ever putting a Patriot? Oh, wait a second.
Mm.
Oh, crap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, forget that.
That was money, though. That was the money.
That still kills me. 888-808-1019. Nick is in Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Hey, Evan, I want to thank you so much. You paid for my Valentine's Day dinner with you rooting for the Chiefs, because whoever you root for usually loses. So that's why Eagles money line.
You're welcome. I'm glad I got to, I'm glad it worked out for somebody.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I normally like your picks, but when you actually are emotionally invested, I know they're going to lose.
You're
so
spot on.
Out
no, great. That's great. You're right about that analysis.
Right.
Like, when I can get my emotion out, I'm decent at it. But once my emotion gets involved, you know, it's a disaster.
You're cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Giants, Sean Morash, none of these people were the biggest losers yesterday. The biggest loser yesterday was Hassan Reddick, let's be honest.
Wow, good call.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, he was a loser.
So was the team that acquired him and gave up something to get him, to get 2.5 sacks or whatever it was.
We talked about this before the show, but think about the swap that happened.
Mm.
The Jets get Hassan Reddick. It wasn't a trade, but and the Eagles get Bryce Huff.
Yes, and Bryce Huff was inactive for last night's game.
They paid him 57, what was it, 53-something million dollars?
They paid him more than Saquon.
They paid him more than Saquon Barkley.
36 guaranteed.
36 guaranteed. He was inactive for the Super Bowl.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.